574 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 542X, American State Trials. Jury, Nathan Haskell Foreman, Holland Albies, Gilbert Bond, Joel Barnard, Zalman Bellows, Salem Cobb, Charles Cutler, Franklin M. Farnham, Ephraim Fisher, Lincoln Fay, Wilcott Harwood, Emerson Johnson. Witnesses for the Commonwealth, Benjamin Baldwin. I reside in Worcester and tend the stable for Flagg and Dodd, hotel keepers. Mr. Whipple's stable adjoins the hotel. I remember the death of William Stiles. DeWolf called me as I was coming from Flagg and Dodd's stable to the house and said he had Stiles drunk in his sleigh. He asked me to help get him upstairs in Whipple's stable and lay him on a cot bed that was there. This was about 10 at night. Stiles said nothing and seemed perfectly helpless. I stayed about 5 minutes. Mr. Samuel Stone was at the stable with DeWolf. I remained there but a few moments. Stiles was on the bed. He said several times that he wanted to go home. DeWolf told him he should go home soon. I went back to the house and went to bed in a short time. DeWolf told me about 12 o'clock that Stiles was dead. He said they had been to Bartlett's and Cobley's. Cross-examined. It was the practice of DeWolf to lie down on the bed when people were out late. The room was warm when I was there. Samuel Stone. I was kitchen colonel at Flagg and Dodd's in January last. DeWolf said about 5 on the afternoon of Stiles' death that he had to go away and would like me to take care of the stable. He went away about 6 o'clock. A little after 10, DeWolf came to the bar room and took the lantern and key to get into the stables. He saw Stiles drunk in the sleigh and asked me if I would go down and help him. I said I couldn't go just then. In a few minutes, I went to the stable. Stiles lay on his back in the bed with a buffalo doubled up under his head. DeWolf sat in a chair. I stayed about half an hour. About 10 minutes after I went in, Stiles said his hands were cold and he wanted his mittens put on. DeWolf got up and put them on for him. Stiles said he wanted to go home. DeWolf said, "Be quiet a little while and you'll feel better, and then I'll take you home." Stiles said he had lost a good deal of money by one person and another. DeWolf said, "You haven't lost anything by me, have you?" Stiles said, "Yes, I have lost a good deal by you." I stayed 3 or 4 minutes after Baldwin went out. Stiles tried to get up while I was there but couldn't, would raise himself about halfway and then fall back. Baldwin told me in the morning that Stiles was dead. DeWolf carried the scholars to school in the morning and said he was going to see Stiles. I went with him. About 5 minutes after we got there, DeWolf and Mrs. Stiles went into a kind of closet and shut the door and conversed together. They stayed about 5 minutes, then I came away. I saw Stiles on a bed in the stable.